You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
If you are a fan of Channel 4's baking show, The Great British Bake Off, and think your baking might be worthy of a Paul Hollywood handshake or good enough to become star baker, well, now is your chance to take part in the technical challenge and bring your showstopper to the top table as Love Productions, the production company behind The Great British Bake Off, are really keen for blind and partially sighted people to apply and take part in the next series. I'm delighted to say that I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Molly Midlane, casting producer for The Great British Bake Off, to tell me more about how you can apply to become a contestant in the next series of Bake Off. Hello, Molly, and great to have you with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thank you so much for having me. Very excited.
So firstly, Molly, for anyone, and surely there can't be many people out there who have not caught an episode of The Great British Bake Off, do give me a bit of a rundown of what it is all about and how the show works.
Well, it is a baking competition, first and foremost. We're currently casting for Series 17, so it's a bit of an institution in this country now, I would say. And yeah, every week we have 12 bakers that we start with each week, and there are three challenges in each episode. We have a signature bake, a technical bake, and a showstopper bake. And each week, these incredible bakers produce some of the most mind-blowing bakes for us. And then we whittle it down week by week until we have our amazing winner at the end. And we go through different disciplines each week. So we have a cake week and a biscuit week and a bread week, all sorts of different things. Chocolate week, patisserie, you name it, we bake it.
So Love Productions are really keen for blind and partially sighted people to apply for the next series of Bake Off. And the application process is currently open for amateur bakers. And does that mean that anyone can apply as long as you don't have your own baking business or you are a professional chef or cook?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So long as your main source of income isn't from baking, then absolutely you are eligible to apply. So you can still have a baking business on the side. I think lots of people who are really passionate about baking often have a little side hustle. Maybe they sell cupcakes to the local school mums, or they have a little Instagram business. And that's absolutely fine. Just so long as it isn't your main source of income, then, and you'd still consider yourself an amateur home baker, then we'd love to hear from you. Absolutely.
I know that a lot of time has gone into making the application process as accessible as possible. And if anyone is having any issues applying online, will you be providing any help or other ways for people to apply?
Yeah, absolutely. The accessibility of the casting and the audition process is so important to us, as it is moving into the tent as well, if people were to go forward into the filming process. So we use a website called Cast It Reach for our application process, and that website's been designed with accessibility in mind. So it supports screen readers and keyboard navigation. So anyone using assistive technology, you should be able to use the application process there. It's got a very clear, simple layout. It has contrasting colours, and the instructions are all written in plain English. You can save your application and come back to it at a later stage as many times as you want. So that allows for a bit of flexibility as well. So we really hope that we've made this process as accessible as possible. But ourselves at Love Productions and Cast It Reach as a company, we're always aware that it's an ongoing process, and it's always a case by case basis as well. So, you know, if anyone does find that they have any issues with the application process, then we've got an email that they can contact with us at Love Productions, and a phone number as well I can give you. And we'd be more than happy for any community input at any point, which means that we can adapt and make the process more accessible. So, yeah, hopefully we'll get there in the end.
That sounds really good. And if a blind or partially sighted person's application is successful and they do get through to those filming tests and make it into the big white tent, there will be assistance for them, won't there?
Absolutely. So the same as the audition process, like I say, we're constantly adapting our processes for each individual's accessibility needs. But for instance, the audition process for us we're whittling down thousands to just 12 people. So it's a mammoth execution in itself. But we'll start with phone call conversations with our producers in the office, and they'll phone people that have applied and have a lovely conversation with them on the phone about their baking and a bit about themselves. And then the next process would be a Zoom audition where people would do a bake for us and meet some home economists. And then there'd be an in-person audition. And so throughout this process, we are obviously completely open to discussion about any accessibility needs that we might need to adapt to. For instance, if somebody who was blind or partially sighted was invited to the in-person audition, then we would absolutely welcome the chance to provide them a familiarisation visit so they could build confidence in the space, for instance, before any audition or any filming took place. We can adapt, you know, how we print instructions, how we write recipes for people, how we might label the jars. So all of that is an ongoing process. We've had people who have been blind and partially sighted apply before and be in the process. Unfortunately, someone had to drop out last year. We were very disappointed. So we've kind of already made inroads into these accessibility needs. But yeah, hopefully we would be able to meet people where they need to be met on a case-by-case basis.
And I think you've said that there might be the possibility of a home economics assistant being there in the tent as well during filming.
Absolutely. So we always have home economists on hand to help all the bakers. But absolutely, I think if it was something that was needed, then we could definitely adapt by having a dedicated home economist that would be there on hand to assist any bakers who were blind or partially sighted. It's similar. It reminds me of when we had Tasha Stone in the tent in series 14, who was our amazing baker who was deaf, and we had her interpreter with her in the tent the whole time. So absolutely, we're kind of open to adapting whatever the processes are to suit each individual needs, really.
There seems to be a real family feel to Bake Off. And when any of the contestants end up on Extra Sites with Joe Brand and Tom Allen, they always seem to say that the best thing about Bake Off is the great friends that they've made while taking part in the series.
I know. It's so lovely to hear, isn't it? I mean, it sounds a little bit corny, but we always say, you know, once you make it into the tent, you're kind of part of this Bake Off family. And as corny as it sounds, it is absolutely true. You know, all of the bakers, I think, invariably would say they have an absolutely wonderful time in the process. And actually, I think people that go through the audition process tend to really enjoy it too, because it's just, if you have a real passion for baking and you get to talk to other people that have a huge passion for baking, like our home economists and our food producers, for instance, it's just a really exciting thing to be involved in. So whether you make it into the tent or not, I hope that the casting process and the audition process is as fun for people as it is. But it is, you know, it is so much fun, and it is an absolutely, it's a warm hug of a TV show. And I think everyone who takes part and sort of comes into the fold really does enjoy it. And, you know, us as the crew, we have as much fun off camera as everyone does on as well. So it's a wonderful thing to be involved in. It really is.
So finally, Molly, where can listeners go to find out more about applying to become a contestant on the next series of The Great British Bake Off?
Well, let's hope we hear from lots of your listeners. I'm very, very hopeful. So anybody who wants to apply, the best thing to do is to go to the casting website, which is simply applyforbakeoff.co.uk. And that will take you through to the application form so you can apply direct from there. But like I said previously, if anyone has any problems with the accessibility of the application form, then please just email us at applyforbakeoff@loveproductions.co.uk, or you can call us at the Love Productions office, which is 0117 456 8530, and we would love to hear from you.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Molly, for chatting with me here on R&IB Connect Radio, and I am keeping my fingers crossed that we will see a visually impaired person taking part in the next series of The Great British Bake Off on Channel 4.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much, Toby, and good luck, everybody. Can't wait to hear from you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for R&IB Connect Radio.